Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Existential Crisis. Again, we're gonna do that again, because
wow.
I feel like the world's going through an existential crisis right now.
Yeah.
In a couple of ways, not just at the movies with Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
And
there's fucking aliens, man.
There's fucking aliens, bro. That's one of the existential crises that I feel like people are experiencing.
Yeah.
It's being covered on the Hill, like, minute by minute. There's a hearing happening on Capitol Hill, and Congress is doing, you know, the minute by minute stuff is funny because, like, they're like, yeah, we found crashed UFOs. I worked for the Pentagon. I was, like, super high level clearance. We found them. I know where they are. And then Congress, like, Jamie Moskowitz came through being like, so you're saying we gave the Pentagon funds for weapons and they used it for this other thing?
Right.
Like, American taxpayers deserve answers. Like, it's just the most, like, boring congressional. Like, he said, so does this mean there is money in the budget that is set to go to a program, but it doesn't, and it goes to something else? David Grush is like, yes, I have specific knowledge of that. Yep. Do you think U.S. corporations are overcharging for certain tech they're selling to the U.S. government and that additional money is going to the programs? Correct, Grush. Like, they just found the most boring angle.
I'm not really whistleblowing on the price of the UAPs that they're selling,
right,
or where the It's the fact that it's all being hidden, and we'd have no idea where this is headed. That's the reason I'm here today.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, like, what kind of deal are we getting on that? And
so,
like,
how
does it fit into the budget?
Because
that's,
you know,
mainly,
I have a lot of servicemen and women in my district that I represent.
Right.
And I like to know that we're setting them up for success. And if now we're using things that could go to their uniforms, to their, you know, their flak vests and things like that, and it's going to other things, I have a problem with that. I do.
Like, how can I make this as boring as possible? Let me see.
Truly.
Yeah.
This guy's out here being like, I know where the shit's at.
Like, do you want me to drop a pin, fool?
Please.
I can do that. They also brought in the star witness, who's the guy who fucked my shit all the way up. The naval pilot off the USS.
Oh, that guy that beat you up at TGI Fridays?
Yeah, just fucking destroyed me. No, he's the guy who was, like, out in a military fighter jet and, like, came face to face and eye to eye with the, like, Tic Tac thing.
Right.
That did, like, a couple impossible things and then, like, fucked off at impossible speeds. That was the one that I was like, wait, why are these 4 naval aviators, like,
right,
deciding to just ruin, you know, their credibility with this? But it's also weird. So there is, like, as it comes in front of Congress, it is becoming this thing where they're like, so how do we, like, profit off of this? Like, the question, like, I think there's a good question, right, of, like, okay, we have access to, like, examples of this amazing technology. They don't seem like, when you see the UAP technology, the sightings, seem to indicate that they're not burning fossil fuels. You don't see like a stream of fucking smoke out of the back of them.
Hey, that UAP is rolling coal. Cool.
Yeah. So it's a good question of like, all right, we're facing an existential threat here. The temperature of the ocean in Florida is literally like hot tub. Like your children can't be in it because it's too hot.
Too hot for
of
kids.
The ocean.
Yeah.
But like, so his quote was that got pulled by The Hill is, it was amazing to see. I told my buddy I wanted to fly it. I'm not like a UFO fanatic. That's not me. But I will tell you that what we saw with four sets of eyes over a 5-minute period, still, there's nothing we have, nothing close to it. And I think there's like a lot of, I think there's like part of this, the way that they're getting people to pay attention to this is the innate human and American instinct to be like, give me that.
Yeah. Give me that. Ooh, I want some of your tasty burger propulsion systems, please. Yeah. How do I have that? Yeah, I don't. It's very, I mean, I'm really looking forward to hearing what else we hear and what the response will be. But God.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting time right now to have like these people out here saying this like in such unequivocal terms and more, not even being like, and I'm, you know, and I'm also like launching a new electric vehicle company that you might want to invest in. Right. It's truly like, no, I'm doing
Alienware. Hashtag exactly. Alienware, brought to you by Dell Computers and Alienware.
Check out my new set of power tools, Alien Workshop. Really cool shit, dude, using like really cool space tech. But it is just, again, it's wild to think that we're now at this point where we have these people who are just out here saying this, being like, but the issue is I'm not doing this for self-promotion. I'm doing this because we need this to make sense of our place as humanity. Like
we've seen whistleblowers now for a number of decades. Like best case scenario, you like get a pat on the back from the mainstream media and then your life is ruined, right? You know? And yet, like, that is what they're identifying themselves as. They're using whistleblower protections to come forward. I'm very curious. I'm guessing they will not be addressing it, but I am just, like, curious what the people from, like, SETI and, like, NASA think about all this. Because they've always been very dismissive of UFO sightings. Like, their thing is, like, we're, you know, out here detecting for radio waves or, like, any indication of intelligent life. And, you know, kind of they really want to distance themselves from the kind of wacky UFO stuff that gets dismissed so quickly. NASA obviously had the press conference earlier in the summer where they were like, there are some things that we can't really explain, like these orbs that are just like kind of hovering around the planet. And so we're going to be investigating those as much as we possibly can. But I'm curious, like, feel like I'd love to hear, you know, the head of SETI, who the Jodie Foster character from Contact is based on, like, just get her on wax talking about what she thinks is going on here.
Yeah, we'll see. I think for them, they're always typically like, well, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, but I think they'd be like, if anything, they'd be like, okay, let me see this shit then.
Yeah.
You know, let me see this.
And then, I mean, another thing that we're talking about right before we started recording is, you know, that ties into, I think, all of this, like just this, I mean, there's an existential threat to humanity with like the climate, and there's this weird information that seems to change everything we know about our existence in the universe. And then like a trend that Super Producer Becca and I talked about last week that I'd be interested to get your thoughts on is, this trend of glitch talk, I think is what we were calling it last week.
I remember that.
But yeah, it's like, you know, people being like, look, this woman is frozen for 5 seconds and then she like comes out of it and she's clearly a non-playable character from a video game. And this is proof that we're all in a, you know, simulation. There's the actual trend of like people playing, like acting like NPCs, ice cream, so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Woman,
like gang.
There's people who now have conspiracy theories that like there are non-playable characters all around you.
Mm-hmm.
I've even noticed, like, I've heard on multiple podcasts, like I think Chuck Klosterman on the Bill Simmons podcast and like one of the guys on last podcast on the left, like the woman on the plane who was having the mental health crisis and was like, that person is not real up there. Like they were like, I'm really intrigued by this. Like, and nobody's been able to find that person. And like, what is going on? Was there a not real person? I just think we're at this like very weird place where everyone's just kind of looking around and being like, I don't know what real anymore.
Yeah. I said this last time, you're experiencing the ills of living in a fucked up world and
yeah.
being disconnected from everything and disconnected from your sense of self-worth, sense of value, sense of community, what you can offer, if you matter, and what better way to reinforce your feeling of importance than to say that other human beings around you are actually non-playable characters and yeah. are texture to your main character narrative or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just think it on some level, because it is really disorienting, people are like, there's no way this world can be so fucking cruel and fucked up and like awful that my only option is to toil to live. And if that's it, like, there's got to be something else then about this that I can have to be able to wrap my head around. And I think that gives you the kind of, I mean, when I was like my fucking like late teens and shit, I used to be really like interested in all kinds of wild shit like this. In my head, I remember even as a kid, I used to be like, the Truman Show fucked me up. I thought I was the only motherfucker walking around.
Yeah.
You know, like when I'm Matrix, like 10 years old.
Same thing.
Something like that. But again, that was also on my journey of understanding who I was, what my relationship is to the world in a broader context. So yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there's some very seductive explanations that are just kind of fun. And it's like the same way I used to tell people, like, you know, the Illuminati handshake when I was in junior high and shit. You know, it's like, yeah, you got to put your pinky there. That's how they know. But no one can see from the outside.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with some other news stories.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And the big story on the right is Joe Biden's dog.
Yeah.
Commander.
Yeah.
I love that they named him Commander. The dog that replaced Major, who was sent to live with some family far away from the White House following numerous biting incidents. His replacement, another German Shepherd, specifically brought in to like not bite, I'm assuming, brought in Commander, and it's apparently not going well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so stupid. There have been numerous biting incidents with this new dog. Like, what does it mean? The language on Fox, Biden's dog terrorizes White House with extremely aggressive rampage.
Biden.
Hey, right? Whoa.
Joseph Robinette Biden.
Twice Biden. yeah, I don't know. It's just, again, this is all part. In the backdrop right now is the full court press of the GOP trying to make Donald Trump look good and also try and make Joe Biden look bad. And right now it's really shows you where the shit's at, where on one hand you have like, I don't know, Trump might get hit with the RICO. And then you're like, Biden's dog is like, it bites people sometimes. Yeah. I think it goes on rampages. So we should impeach him.
A website, like a conservative activist group that just, you know, used the tactic of stealing the name of like something that shouldn't be conservative. Mm-hmm. They're called Judicial Watch, mm-hmm. which we need one of those, a Judicial Watch to protect human rights. But this is actually a conservative group that uncovered details of the attacks through a FOIA lawsuit. That's what they're using the Freedom of Information Act to obtain emails pertaining to a literal dog.
And how bitey he is.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how like, sure. Uh-huh.
Fox News said the dog went on a rampage of terror. Yeah. I know they could be talking about aliens, but yeah. Instead they're...
And blame Joe Biden for that. Like, yeah. That's a weirder... Like,
this motherfucker's not telling us.
This guy's hiding... What else is he hiding? Okay? If he's hiding alien technologies, who is Joe Biden? You know?
Thank
and what
you.
Technologies is he using to look so damn good?
Joe Biden's communication director responded to the report by claiming that the White House complex is a unique and often stressful environment for family pets. Like, which
I feel like that
feels like there was a conversation behind that where she was like, it's not a good place to have a fucking dog. And he went through with it anyways.
right.
It's like, it's not a great, not a great environment. Dogs don't react well to it, which seems to be like now self-evidently true. But, you know, the right is Biden's White House stressful environment for pets. Joe dog commander bite Secret Service agent 10 times. Like the attacks sound pretty serious.
Yeah, I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying like, yeah, okay. So Joe Biden is bad at picking dogs.
I mean, the New York Post, I'm disappointed in you. This headline.
You don't like this? You don't like this little bit of creativity here?
Is it like you could have done Joe Biden, and maybe they have, and that's okay. Why they didn't go with that, but they went with Commander in Chomp.
Yeah.
The subhead, there's an easily startled, confused creature in the White House, prone to fits of anger. There is also a German Shepherd. Okay, you won me back, folks.
And you pull me right back in, you fucking ghouls, you.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I hadn't realized this, but, you know, the mainstream media did love to point out that Trump didn't have a dog and were like, does Donald Trump even like dogs? Does he have a soul? Which I don't think that's true, but
he's
I guess the reason that was such a big deal is that he was the first president to not have a pet.
Yeah.
Like it's a necessary thing. Like they're like, well, okay, so what's your like White House pet going
to
be?
That's why he got impeached twice. That's what people don't know.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all to do with his lack of dogs.
Yeah. But like nothing Obama's else. Dog bit a teenager in the face. W. Bush's dog bit a reporter. FDR's German Shepherd bit 4 dignitaries, including the British Prime Minister in 1933. Like it is a bad place. It's just a thing that they're like, yeah,
it's not like, a fucking house.
Yeah. There's going like, to be mean dogs here. And also, you're going to have to deal with that.
I can imagine too. It's like this a stressful environment. Really, is like world leaders or powerful people walking around stressed the fuck out all the time. Yeah. And that energy I can't imagine it isn't just totally palpable to a fucking dog. And it's like, where the fuck am I, man? Just let me be outside.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna cut it there. We have to run to a meeting.
Full transparency. Yeah. I love transparency. Love that about you, man.
It's a short episode because we got things to do.
Yeah.
But we are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.